Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. This weekend should be one of their busiest. That's the hope of Jeff Michaels of Michaels Family Farm in Owen County. Just south of I-71 at the Kentucky Speedway exit, Michael says in the last 3 years they've been adding Christmas trees to their pumpkin-based roadside operation. Consumer education about locally grown Christmas trees is one challenge.
I think a lot of people don't realize how a fresh-cut tree like that will hold up for several weeks because they're used to buying those pre-cut trees, and some of those seem to end up for a couple months when they buy them.
Last year, their third for the trees was their best. He says they've started small, learning along the way.
I was advised to grow Scotch pines because they had a better survival rate, which is definitely true. But a lot of people like the fir-type trees, and I've had a few of those. But, man, as soon as one of those gets big enough, it's gone.
The Scotch pines require a little more management, shearing, and shaping, but they're still popular with customers, and sometimes those fir trees have their challenges.
I planted 700 of them this spring, and I probably lost half of them because the weather was so crazy. In this area, we had some really dry spells and some really wet spells, and they didn't take those dry spells too good.
At this point, all their trees are U-cut, but they will do the cutting for customers unable to do that chore. The visitor selects, they cut, no leftovers. We'll be right back.
Calling 811 before a construction or home improvement project is easy. Well, now Kentucky 811 is making it even easier, and you don't even need to pick up the phone. Just go to 811now.com. 811 Now lets you complete, review, and submit all of your information in one simple online form. From landscaping to fence installation, 811 Now ensures a safe, successful dig faster. So click before you dig and go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
Jeff Michael says their addition of Christmas trees is a good move for the family roadside. They're beginning to build a regular customer base. They try to keep things easy.
We've got something to tie the trees up, kind of bale them a little smaller where they can be handled. And we got a shaker to shake the needles off of them.
A lot of folks are already customers during their pumpkin season, so this venture is just an extension of that farm experience for visitors.
We've got a big 40 by 70 barn where we sell our produce and our pumpkins, and we've got an office in there with a wood stove, and you know, we usually have some hot chocolate and Christmas cookies and those kind of things.
You can read all about Michael's Family Farm online at kyfb.com/markets. That's kyfb.com/markets. They're number 70 on that online directory. They're also on Facebook. Check out a U-cut near you and have some on-the-farm holiday fun. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.